Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Thanksgiving. It's the only time of the year when the word turkey isn't considered an insult. If you love food, and who doesn't, then this has to be your favorite holiday. But you know, the word holiday means holy day, a day that is set aside for a very special reason. I think we sort of lost that idea when it comes to Thanksgiving. And Whit and the gang in Odyssey agree, because that's what today's adventure is all about. And we'll get started with it right after this. With Thanksgiving fast approaching, Whit is behind the counter at Whit's End doing what a whole lot of people around the country are doing right now, looking in a recipe book. Let's join them.
Tarts, toppings, truffles.
Yeah, hi, Whit.
Oh, hello, Bernard. What are you doing here? You just did my windows last week.
Yeah, I know. I'm just giving them a little checkup.
Checkup?
Uh-huh. We're entering the cold season, you know. People are using their fireplaces more. Lots of soot flying around. Well, it's a well-known fact that most of your dirt and grime buildup occurs in the autumn and winter months.
You don't say.
And I'm finding it difficult to believe that you actually think, Ms. Kendall.
Oh, Hardy Har, very funny, Eugene. As usual, you are so out of touch.
And also, as usual, Ms. Kendall, you refuse to see things realistically.
Hey, you too. This is the start of the holiday season, not the arguing season. What's this all about?
Eugene just made this outrageous statement about Thanksgiving.
Outrageous?
Yes, Eugene. Outrageous. Completely and totally outrageous.
There was nothing outrageous about it. It was a statement of fact.
Coming from you, that's the worst kind.
Well, what was it?
He said that God doesn't have anything to do with Thanksgiving.
With Thanksgiving in the modern age, Ms. Kendall. If you're going to quote me, please try to be accurate.
All right. In the modern age. I still think it's an outrageous statement.
So do I. I mean, the holiday is called Thanksgiving, for goodness sake. Just who do you think we're giving thanks to, anyway? A computer?
My point exactly, Mr. Walton. Most people these days don't know who they're giving thanks to, nor do they care. To them, the holiday is just a lot of good food, a day off from work, football games, and a parade. Raid on TV.
Well, you don't have to get personal.
Go on, Whit. Tell Mr. Science here that he's off his rocker.
Well, I can't do that, Connie. I think he's right.
What?
Well, a lot of people these days don't associate God and Thanksgiving.
But why?
Well, for lack of a better phrase, I think Thanksgiving doesn't have the right kind of press.
I'm not certain I follow you, Mr. Whitaker.
Yeah, me neither.
Pretty dark where I'm sitting too, Whit.
Well, take Christmas, for instance. It is inescapably linked to the birth of Christ. You can't get around it. All the classic stories that have been written about the holiday eventually point back to the Christ child in one way or another, even if it's something as basic as peace on earth and goodwill toward men. But despite its name, Thanksgiving just doesn't have that kind of image. I mean, there aren't too many classic stories written about it, so people just don't make the connection.
Yeah, I see your point.
Yeah, me too. I wish there was something we could do about it, though.
Well, maybe there is.
Really?
I knew you were thinking of something, Whit. What is it?
A little group project, if you're all up to it.
Well, I guess so.
Mr. Whitaker, surely you aren't suggesting that we write a classic Thanksgiving story?
Well, actually, I was thinking more of borrowing one and adapting it for our purposes.
Adapting it?
Yep. We're going to show everyone what the thanks and Thanksgiving is all about via Kids Radio.
Kids Radio?
Uh-huh.
And now, live, high atop Whit's End, KYDS Kids Radio presents Playhouse of the Airwaves. Tonight's drama, the classic A Thanksgiving Carol by Dickon Charles. Time? The close of the last century. Place? Could be anywhere. Anywhere Thanksgiving is celebrated, that is. For in such a place, you'll always find those who refuse to celebrate the holiday, who've lost its true meaning. Of such was one Ebenezer Stooge. He was a moneylender, and with his late partner, Jacob Arley, became wealthy by charging for his loans the highest interest possible. Day after day, he sat in a cold office with his loan employee, Bob Wretched, counting money and adding together endless columns of figures.
10, 24, 31, 12, 144.
Mr. Stooge?
Huh? Now, don't blast it all, wretched. Now you've made me lose count.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Stooge.
What do you want?
Well, I was wondering if I might turn up the heat in the furnace just a tad.
Turn up the heat?
I wouldn't ask normally, sir, but my hands are so cold, I can barely hold the pen.
And I suppose the poor weather is my fault.
Oh, no, sir. Of course not.
But you expect me to pay for it. Well, I won't, Mr. Wretched. I have always provided you with a candle at your desk. Now make good use of it.
Yes, sir.
And see who that is at the door.
Yes, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And a happy day before Thanksgiving to you, madam.
I am cheerful lady.
Well, you certainly seem that way to me.
I beg your pardon.
You just said you were a cheerful lady.
No. My name is Cheerful Lady.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Well, you must get a lot of jokes about that, huh?
Actually, no.
Oh. Well, yes. may I help you?
Yes. Is this the firm of Stooge and Arley?
Yes, it is.
And which have I the pleasure of addressing?
Oh, neither, ma'am. Mr. Arley's been dead these 10 years past, and I am wretched.
Oh, after 10 years? You must have been very close.
Sorry?
You must have been very close to Mr. Arley to still be wretched 10 years after his death.
Oh, no. I'm not wretched in that way. Wretched is my name.
Oh. Well, now I see why you thought there would have been a lot of jokes made about my name.
Yes.
Is Mr. Stooge about?
Yes, right this way, please. Mr. Stooge?
What is it now, wretched?
There's a cheerful lady here to see you, and her name is Cheerful Lady.
Well, stop that idiotic cackling and show her in.
yes, sir. This way. Mr. Stooge? Miss Lady. Miss Lady? Mr. Stooge.
Oh, this is a pleasure, Mr. Stooge. I represent many charitable firms.
What of it?
Well, Thanksgiving is usually a time of year when we reflect upon our blessings and think of those less fortunate than ourselves. We were hoping that we could count on you for a generous donation to help the poor.
Are not welfare and missions available to the poor?
Well, yes.
Welfare and missions paid for by taxes?
Of course, but...
Well, then I would say that I have already given to the poor. Let them take advantage of those institutions, and I will keep my donations to myself.
Oh, come now, Mr. Stooge. I'm sure that if you just take a moment to reflect upon all your blessings, you'll find it in your heart to give us a small donation.
You are wrong. I do not find it in my heart to give you anything. And as for reflections on my blessings, I shall do that on my own time in my own way. Good day, madam.
Good day, Mr. Stooge. Happy Thanksgiving, Mr. Wretched.
And to you too, ma'am.
Make sure you lock the doors when you leave, Wretched.
Yes, sir.
You'll be wanting the entire day tomorrow, I suppose.
If it's convenient, sir.
It is not. It is the waste of a perfectly good work day.
But it's Thanksgiving, sir, a time to count our blessings.
And what blessings have you to count? A miserable clerk who barely makes enough to feed his wife and 10 children? I don't see how you've been blessed at all.
Oh, but I have, sir. And it's nice to have a day set aside to remind me of them and thank God for them.
God? That is the biggest absurdity of all. What has God to do with a day spent in gluttony and frivolity?
Is that how you celebrate Thanksgiving, sir?
No, I do not celebrate Thanksgiving at all. Still, I suppose I have to give you the day. Very well, then. Be here all the earlier on the next.
Oh, thank you, sir. I will. It is only one day a year.
Poor excuse for picking a man's pocket every fourth Thursday in November.
Stooge made his way home through the bitter cold, ate a meal of cold soup, and finally crawled into a cold bed. But just as he dropped off to sleep, he heard a strange noise.
Huh? Huh? What is that? Is there anyone there? Who said that? Who is it?
Ebenezer Stooge.
Ah, who is there?
Ebenezer W. Stooge.
Who are you?
It is me.
Ah!
Jacob Marley, at your service.
You.
Howdy, partner. Bet you thought you wouldn't see me again, huh?
You are a spirit?
I am? Ooh. Well, if that's the case, then I should be able to put my hand right through my stomach. Let me see. Well, what do you know? I was always a little ticklish, you see.
Where are your chains?
What?
Well, just now, when you first came in, I distinctly heard chains.
Oh, that wasn't chains. It was change, pocket full of coins. But I forged them just the same, Ebenezer Stooge. Each one represents a blessing I wasn't thankful for. Ooh, and now I must carry them around forever. Ooh.
Why have you come, Jacob?
I came because... why did I come? It's a good question. Why? I knew it when I left. Well, let me see. Was it to scare you? No, that's not it. To haunt you? No, that's not it either. To fix the pipes? No, that's not it. Let me see.
Perhaps you've come to warn me.
No, I don't think so. I've got it. I've come here to warn you. Ooh.
Warn me about what?
That's a good one, too. Now, let's see. What am I supposed to be warning you about anyway?
Could it be that I will be visited later in the night by three spirits who will show me the error of my ways and turn me toward the right path?
No, but that was a good guess. I just remembered. You will be visited tonight, not by three spirits, but by one.
Only one?
We've had some cutbacks, you know.
Oh.
He will come at the stroke of 12. Or maybe he'll have a stroke of 12. I'm not sure which. At any rate, he will be here. And he'll probably be hungry. So you might want to set out some sandwiches, maybe a little relish tray or something.
How will I know it's him?
How will you know it's him? Haven't you been listening? He's a spirit. Have him stick his hand through his stomach. Pay heed to what he says, Ebenezer Stooge, lest you end up like me, carrying around pockets full of change and working a lousy night job. Ooh.
Jacob, wait! Before you go, can't you give me some words of comfort, something to carry me through what lies ahead?
Yes, Ebenezer Stooge, just remember...
Remember? What?
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Gone. He's gone. And nothing in the room has changed. Perhaps he was never here. Yes, perhaps it was all just a bad dream brought on by such a late meal. Now that must be it. What I saw was simply the product of an undigested bit of meat. Sleep. That's what I need now. Sleep.
And sleep he did for exactly 1 hour, when the clock struck 12.
10, 11, 12. Nothing happened. No visitors. Well, as I said, it was just a bit of undigestion. Is anyone there?
No one but a spirit.
Oh, you are the one whose coming was foretold to me?
Uh-huh. I am Terence Clodbody, the spirit of Thanksgiving.
We'll have more of this Thanksgiving Carol and Odyssey right after this. And now, back to the adventure.
You are the spirit of Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Well, what do you want of me?
Didn't Arlie tell you?
Yeah, he told me, but I didn't believe him.
Oh, I was afraid you'd say that. Now we'll have to do things the hard way. Come to the window.
Well, why?
Well, we have a long journey ahead of us.
What? Through that very dirty window? Well, I'll fall and die.
Just grab a hold of my sleeve, and you'll be perfectly safe. Come on now.
But
it's all right.
But I'm not able to. I'm not sure I want to.
Ready or not, here we go!
It's working. We're flying.
Of course we're flying. You were expecting maybe a transporter beam?
Where are you taking me?
To open your eyes, Ebenezer Stooge. To open your eyes. Spirit, what is this place?
This is a mission house. Across the street is a welfare office.
These are places the poor, how do you put it? Take advantage of.
Well, none of these people look unhappy.
No, they're about to sit down to their Thanksgiving feast. Ah, here comes Cheerful Lady.
It's good to see all of you. Are you ready for your Thanksgiving meal? Wonderful. Well, I'm afraid there won't be as much this year as there was last year. We ran out of funds.
Aha! Now let's see how far her charity gets her.
That's all right, Miss Lady. You've always been good to us. We're happy with whatever we get.
Fine. Then let's bow for the blessing. Lord, we thank you for what you have given us. We ask
the portions are so small. Not quite the gluttony and frivolity you thought it was, is it?
Well, no. Not with these people, but I wouldn't put it past my clerk, Wretched.
Really? Well, let's find out, shall we?
Good. We've arrived just before dinner. Now you'll see some real gluttony.
Dinner's almost ready, children. Gather around the table.
Spirit, the child with the crutch. What is his name?
Teeny Tom.
All right, everybody. Quiet down. Mother, you've outdone yourself this year. Everything looks marvelous.
Marvelous? Why, that's the scrawniest bird I've ever seen. Not nearly enough for 11 people. Why didn't that numbskull Wretched get a bigger bird?
He couldn't afford it.
All right, everyone, let's bow for grace. Father in heaven, we thank you for this wonderful meal and for all the blessings you've given us. You've watched over us, kept us safe and together, given us love. Thank you for keeping me employed this year, and I pray that I may work harder to please Mr. Stooge. Most of all, we thank you for your son, Jesus, the greatest blessing of all, in whose name we pray, amen. How about a nice drumstick, Teeny Tom?
Oh, yes, Father, thank you. It was nice of you to mention Mr. Stooge in your prayer, dear, but I don't see how you can possibly work any harder than you do. My prayer is that Mr. Stooge will finally notice how hard you do work, especially after what happened earlier this week.
What happened, Father?
Well, Teeny Tom, he entered some wrong figures in one of his account books, put them in the debit side instead of the credit. I simply put them in the right columns, that's all.
He saved me money?
Well, I still think you should have told him. He might have raised your salary to a decent wage.
Well, I'm just grateful to have the job, period. We don't need much, and I have everything I could want right here.
Me too, Father. I'm so happy I could bust. Father, may I make a toast?
A toast? Why, of course, my child.
God bless us, everyone.
God bless us, everyone.
Spirit, will Teeny Tom live?
I see an empty chair and a crutch standing alone in the corner.
No. No, he mustn't. There must be some way.
There is an operation he can have, but doctors are expensive. Come. We must go now. You are very quiet, Ebenezer.
I'm confused, Spirit. The Wretched, the people at the mission, they have nothing. And yet they are still thankful.
And you have everything. but are not.
Well, it doesn't make any sense.
It would if you knew what they knew.
What? What do they know?
That true happiness does not lie in things, but in the maker of all things.
You mean God?
Yes. The one who truly understands that can be thankful in any situation, whether rich or poor, well-fed or hungry, in good health or gravely ill. Earlier this afternoon, you asked Bob Wretched what God has to do with Thanksgiving. Well, that is what he has to do with it. Take him out, and the holiday becomes meaningless. Ah, here we are.
But this is my house.
You were expecting maybe Buckingham Palace?
Oh, you're not going to take me to the cemetery to show me my future? Here lies Ebenezer Stooge, pauper, hated by one and all?
Well, I'd like to, but I can't. It's not in the budget. Besides, you don't have to see all that to know the right thing to do. The lonely grave will only be your future if you want it to be, Ebenezer. It's up to you. But if you do want to change, being thankful for the right reasons is a good place to start. Well, I have to go now. Goodbye, Ebenezer. I hope you'll think about what I said.
Goodbye, Spirit. I will try to change. I will. Hey, you down there, boy.
Yes, sir.
What day is it?
Day, sir.
Yes, day. What day is it? Wonderful boy. Marvelous boy. Do you know the butcher shop at the end of the street?
Yes, sir.
I want you to go there and purchase the two largest turkeys they have. You're to take one of the turkeys over to the mission house. Do you know where that is?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, splendid boy. Magnificent boy. After you deliver it, you're to deliver the other one to me.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the Wretcheds are going to have the best Thanksgiving dinner they've ever had. Now here, that's enough for the turkeys. And here, that's $10 for you. Finish the job within a half hour, and there'll be another 10 in it for you.
Yes, sir!
Teeny Tom is also going to have that operation. And his Wretched father is going to get the promotion and salary he deserves. Then we'll have to see if we can do something to help the poor. And, oh, there's so much to do, so much to... Oh, but wait... Oh, Ebenezer, you've already forgotten the most important thing. Dear God, thank you for everything. And God bless us, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in to KYDS, Kids Radio's Playhouse of the Airwaves. Tonight's drama, A Thanksgiving Carol, was written by Dick M. Charles. Our cast included Bernard Walton, Eugene Melsner, and Connie Kendall. Kids Radio is broadcast from high atop Whit's End at McAllister Park. For all of us here at KYDS Kids Radio, this is your announcer, John Avery Whittaker, saying goodbye.
That was really great. It was fun to hear a twist on a famous story. And it was good to hear some familiar voices from the past, too. But best of all, I'm glad Whit used Kids Radio to remind us, in an unusual way, of what Thanksgiving is really all about. I hope you'll stop in between meals and parades and football games and remember to thank God for all He has blessed you with. Trust me, it will be the very best part of your holiday. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.